The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Damn, I do look good. I'm fat. Look at those cheekbones. Look at those bone maronis just fucking popping out of my cheek. Wow. Look at Zia's nipples. I'm sorry, Zia. They're there.
I know.
Well, you know, am I going to be an asshole and
I want to see a bone in her cheeks.
All right. Nice. Look, it's a Real Ass Podcast. Is that too loud? I feel like the music is too loud.
No, you're not loud enough, baby.
Fine.
Get it going.
It sounded okay.
I am a Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things. The point guard of podcasting, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, the original Real Ass Dude, hashtag the show. How are you this morning? It's a Friday. We're only 15 minutes late. Fucking relax. 22 minutes late. Whatever it is. Shut the fuck up, people. Okay, relax. Sometimes you're going to be late.
It's Puerto Rican early.
Yeah, dude. Zach D'Amico's here. International superstar Zach D'Amico crushing it.
How you doing, brother?
Chilling, dude. I'm in a great place.
Good. I'm happy for you.
I had therapy yesterday, and I was talking to my therapist, and I was like, I'm actually in a good fucking place. I haven't had a freak out in a while. Not since I was banned from our local deli have I had a freak out.
Why were you banned from the local deli?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
I don't even know if I told that story because at the time I was like, you know what, let this die. Did I tell the story?
At the time there was video and pending action.
Yeah. They were not happy with the freak
wow.
out. Look, welcome to the show. We have two incredible guests, as always. You guys know him and love him from the Thanks for Coming Out podcast. He brings homosexuals out.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Of the closet, and it's a very spiritual mission that you do. It's a lot of in-the-closet comedians.
Yeah, so. Or we just talk to comics about bombing. We still really haven't found where we're going
with
thought this
that
yet.
It's a better theme, dude. You get people to come out of the closet on
Maybe
your show.
Maybe help our numbers if it did.
Maybe, possibly. Yeah. It would be fucking dope, but you have to trash them. You have to like it's got to be like a frat house in the 90s. Somebody comes out to you as there's a very painful thing, and they're like, you know, finally I can trust somebody. And then you guys haze them. You physically assault them.
That'd be good.
In hilarious ways.
Are you available? Could we make this your 35th podcast?
Let's go. I'll do it right now. Yeah. James Mattern's here, guys.
Yeah,
James
baby.
Mattern's here. Let's go. Fucking holy shit. Also, you guys know her from her podcast, Unqualified Experts. Probably you know her more from her OnlyFans. It's fucking excellent. I'm a subscriber. I'm a supporter.
Oh, thank you.
I buy some of the videos sometimes. I'm a real creep. Here's the thing. I feel like a creep about it because you don't know. But now that you know, I'm not a creep.
No, it's not creepy. Some people say that to me. They're like, one guy who subscribed to my Twitch for a long time was like, I broke down. I subscribed to your OnlyFans. Now I've sexualized you. I feel like a creep. I'm so sorry. I'm like, why are you apologizing? This is how I pay for a lot of equipment. This is how I pay bills. This is thank you for supporting me. Like,
hell
that is
yeah.
a nice
Zia,
way to support
that
me.
That is a very nice
it.
Way to support you.
So thank you.
The reason I feel like a creep is because I did not tell you that I was subscribed, I don't think.
No, you did.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
you
so
mentioned it. Like,
as long as I mentioned yeah, being subscribed, fine. Then I feel like not a creep. If you're secretly subscribing to girls' OnlyFanses, then you are a creep, in my opinion.
Like that you know without telling them?
Yeah, because I'm like looking at you and I'm like, oh, no, I know exactly what you look like naked. So
I've seen
just
everything.
So you know. Yeah. What, James? Are you?
I have so much that I have to keep. Yeah.
It's why fun. Do you have to keep it in?
I just know Zia people who are doing
Zia's,
that.
I don't care.
Zia's I know people who are doing that with other people, and it's hilarious.
Zia's a fucking rock star. This is why Zia rules, okay?
I have no doubt. Because
she has... Zia's... People have to understand how cool Zia is, okay? Oh. She's hot,
wow.
right? But she's also, you could tell she's damaged. Deep down inside, there's a lot of damage there. It makes her weirdly attainable.
I've never seen that combo before, it's ever.
Crazy.
Wait a minute.
Come on, yes.
Hot and damaged? Can we stop the goddamn show?
So...
Can we write letters back home and tell people, wake up my Uncle Butch. She needs to know about this shit. What the fuck is going on?
She goes on her Twitch and she just eats Wendy's in her underwear. And it's like, what are you even doing? No girls do that. Like, nobody's doing, whatever it is, she's marching by the beat of her own drama. You should support Zia for that reason. She's not playing the game that other people are playing.
She was.
I didn't actually watch the stream because I had already come to your OnlyFans. But you, when the...
I watch it for the Wendy's.
Yeah,
that's what I figure people are watching for. I've never had Wendy's before. I tried everything on their menu. Yeah,
you bought one of everything on the menu.
Yes,
and you tried all of a bite of everything, or is there some things you went back for a couple bites of?
Two or three bites of everything.
So wait, Wendy's is on your Twitch?
Wendy's is on my Twitch.
OnlyFans, I get what, five guys? What
do you? Yeah, we do five. No, we do like six. Some
fancier. Do I hear seven? Do we hear eight? What? Oh, whoa, that's not what I meant.
Let's go. It's a party, folks.
Oh, I love it. I woke up today knowing I'm doing this, and in my head I go, I can't wait to hear that goddamn snake. I can't wait.
Well, that was a Zackle snake. If you nail a zinger, we'll give you a guest.
I've never got a guest.
We'll get maybe you'll get one.
Now the pressure's on me.
Doesn't do zingers on her OnlyFans.
No. Is that only on the Twitch?
Yeah, that costs more.
That costs extra. Yeah.
Wait a few years before they do zinger porn.
So let's see. We Racist Live Chat. Shout out to the Racist Live Chat. Subscribe to GuestDigitalNetworks.com. If you want to be a part of the conversation during these shows, I always incorporate the Racist Live Chat into my show. Right now, Justin Gray says she's your average trash girl.
Oh, that's
she's
me.
6 months and a divorce away from getting a podcast on Gas Digital. Okay, truth bomb. Jesus. Wow. Get out of my head, Justin Gray.
I have to get a divorce. God, yeah, damn it.
But you will get a podcast on Gas Digital and maybe a trip to Jamaica. Who knows what will happen? Who knows what will happen? Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way and let's get our show going.
I like that you do that. Up front, put what the fuck you're here for. Get it out of the way. It's like that scene in Annie Hall. Let's kiss now. We'll go eat, and then we can do whatever after.
People, they put it at the end. They get buried. Nobody really cares. Yeah. Get our plugs out of the way. You guys got to come see us live. James Madden, what's up, baby boy?
Babies, you know what the fuck's going on. June 3rd, I'm putting out this thing. It's called The Check Spot. I put out the album. We won album of the year. I put out the vinyl. 8 people bought it. That's big in fucking vinyl numbers. The special's coming out June 3rd, exclusively on YouTube's. We're talking to Tubi. Not really, but it's just fun to say that. June 3rd, it comes out on YouTube's. We're debuting it. It means a lot. It's totally different, and maybe like 8 minutes of the same from the album. It is in black and white. It's like a goddamn film noir. It's Check Spots. Worst part of the show. People paying their bills. I stay up. I do a Q&A. I'm proud of the goddamn thing. June 2nd, New York Comedy Club, 4th Street, 10:15. I have a wonderful show. Night Cream. You all know Night Cream. Greg Stone. They're playing. Nice. Yamanika. Phil Hanley, Andy Fiore, and then we're screening the motherfucker at midnight. I'm going to get drunk as a skunk in the dunk and whatever. That don't make no sense, but it's fun. Have fun. Come to the goddamn show. Please support the Check Spot. People told me not to put it out. I told them to go fuck their mothers, and I'm going to do it again. Because you got to bet on yourself, because I'm goddamn white Dolomite, bitches.
Double down on yourself. Zia, what do you got to plug?
Check out my podcast, Unqualified Experts. It is free on YouTube. It does go out on OnlyFans a week early, so if you're subscribed there, you can see pictures and then also see the episode of Unqualified Experts. This last episode that we have up now is going to be in a metaverse stream next week. Nice. So if anyone's checking that out, it's called, hold on, Decentral Comedy Stream X. So if you're familiar with any of that stuff, I'll have links going up. So it's going to be there. There is a story about a girl, 12-year-old girl, fucking her family dog. It gets stuck. I have no advice for that. Parent.
Nice. I'll give it time.
There's I'll think of something maybe eventually. Subscribe to my OnlyFans, Zealand, XIALAND, also on YouTube, and I'm sorry, I said YouTube already, Twitch, and I'm super tired. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Zach and
Miko. If you're in New York and you're listening live, I'm doing a headlining set at Old Man Hustle's Lower East Side location this Tuesday, the 24th, with Chris Vega and Nathan Orton. Come out, I'm getting my headliner set ready because I'm hoping to film it soon.
I love it, dude. You're the fucking man. Zach Amico is a king, a true king. Go support him. I have a lot of live stuff coming up. I was supposed to just go to Key West next weekend on a little like business trip, work retreat, get out of New York, relax, get some Skankfest work done. Me and Big J, we just couldn't stay away from comedy. And I was like, dude, let's do shows. And he's like, all right, let's try to find a show. And then I called this comedy club called Comedy Key West. And they're like, yeah, we would love to have you guys. So we're doing two shows next weekend in Key West, Florida. I don't know how many fans we have there. I have no idea how far it is from anything. I think it's like a four-hour drive from Miami. Come the fuck out. We will party that night. I promise you right now, it'll be a great time. It's two shows, only one show each night, both Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th of May. Then next month, June, we got Texas. I'm back in Texas, Fort Worth, and Dallas, Texas, June 3rd and 4th. Then June 9th, I'll be in Ontario, California at the Ontario Improv. June 10th and 11th, I'm at the American Comedy Company, San Diego, California. And then the 12th, I'm going down to L.A. to do the goddamn Comedy Jam at the Comedy Store, so come out to that. June 17th, Jeffersonville, Pennsylvania.
Look at that.
June 25th, Albany, New York, the Cohoes Music Hall, and a lot of other stuff coming up. Me and Aaron Berg kicking off our Offend Everyone Tour July 4th weekend at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas, and we're going everywhere. I mean everywhere. All over Florida, Jacksonville, Tampa, Miami. We're going all over. Fuck, we're going to Denver, we're going to Nashville, we're going to Huntsville, Alabama, we're going to San Francisco, we're going to fucking Aaron just keeps on sending me cities. It's just city after city after city, probably 20 different cities to 25 different cities. It's happening all between July and November leading up to Skankfest. We have a lot of really cool stuff coming. So come out and see me and Aaron Berg. Aaron is a fucking killer, dude. Aaron is an absolute murderer. Forget me, dude. I'm fucking small potatoes, dude. I ain't shit. Aaron Berg is an absolute monster. If you see Aaron Berg perform live, he's going to make you laugh your fucking dick off. I think you're going to dig my stuff, too. Come out and support it. This is going to be one of the most fucked up, offensive stand-up comedy shows out there. Me and Aaron don't pull any punches, and we will be having a lot of fun on the road. So come and support this. LewisofSkanks.com for all those tickets and more. And subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the Racist Live Chat. Get instant access to the On Demand Library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content that is not available anywhere else. The entire On Demand Library for this show, there's over 800 episodes just of the Real Ass Podcast. They're not available on the internet. You got to go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. See how it all started. See how it began. See all the different co-hosts, all the different iterations, all the different studios. Find out how we got here, how we became the number one morning show in the fucking world. It happened before your very eyes, and now you can go relive that experience. Same thing with Legion of Skanks and all the other shows here on the network, especially Shannon Lee's Hires thing is ding. Ding. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PureRattlesnake, and that's that. I was motivated. I never like eating on my Twitch stream, and then I was like, this bitch, she just eats nonstop.
Yeah, just try stuff. It's fun.
Yeah. I ordered a bunless burger last night from Shake Shack. I got a lettuce wrap burger, and I just fucking munched it.
Do you really feel better not eating the bun? Does it make you feel... Yeah?
Yeah.
Man.
I'm an endomorph, or whatever the thing is, whatever they call it, where you hold on to fat.
Right.
Xenomorph.
Xenomorph? No, I don't think that's
an
it.
An anamorph, I believe. I mean,
no, no, I think a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
That's exactly what you
What am I? I don't know what I am. My mom overdosed on morphine. Ectomorph, endomorph, endomorph.
Oh, you're ecto-cooler.
Shorter stature and a wide frame with a higher composition.
Well, I'm not short. I'm tall, but I gain weight very, very easily, and if I cut out my carbs, I do very, very well. I'm on a different level right now. My body and my mind is connected with the earth, and I'm about to change the game.
With the earth?
With the earth.
What did you get into when you were out in L.A.? Meet some hippies?
Captain Planet. I love Captain Planet now.
I've known you a long time. I never would have put any wager on hearing I'm one with the earth. I'm one with your fucking lips.
I'm one with the earth.
If there was odds on that on DraftKings, I would have lost my goddamn house. Well, I don't own one.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I feel better than I've ever felt. I really genuinely, whatever, LA did something to me this time where I was like, what is happening? How am I such a fat, lazy piece of shit? And I came back and it's all, if I'm exercising and feeling good, everything else comes together.
Yeah, no,
everything
true.
Else comes together. I'm eating good, feeling good. I'm running more errands. I'm just getting more shit done. I'm more mentally like clear. I'm ready to fucking fire on all cylinders. I'm about to change the fucking game, baby boys. I'm in a different place right now. I'm in a different place. Come challenge me. I dare somebody. I'm also very positive. I don't feel like being negative right now.
Yeah, your energy's, I haven't seen you in a long time. Energy's the fucking glasses.
Right.
If I ever see you again, you're not wearing those glasses. Cool. I won't even make eye contact.
They're cool. Chichi Benson in the house. Perfect. Shannon, have you noticed something different in me?
I know that this week you've been very positive, except for one thing.
What was I negative about?
It was on Sunday, though. So I'm not counting Sunday. Monday going forward, you've been...
What on Sunday was I negative about?
You called me to talk about the show but you were, instead of talking to me, you were screaming about the traffic in the background. You never said words to me. You were just like, motherfucker, and just screaming. And I'm like, Lewis, I'm starting a show in 3 seconds. And you're like, okay, so goddamn it, move the fucking car.
Yeah, I had no, all right, so can I say my only trigger in the world is traffic.
That's always it.
That is my, like right now, what's left in my life is the only thing that really gets me going is a little bit of traffic.
Dude, because there's always a fucking asshole in the left lane going 60. And you're like, this is not the lane for you.
Why the fuck are mile an hour
yeah,
lane.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I fucking hate those people. I hate them so much.
I get, I was stuck behind a bus yesterday with James. I was driving him to his mother's because she was driving him to school in the morning. And I was stuck behind a school bus. And the bus was, I mean, just stopping every other block to pick up another kid. And I'm just like, you know, you can't pass a school bus. You can't do it.
I did it once, and I got scolded like no one's business. Yeah, you back when I drove. Yes.
Oh yeah, I did it once too. I was like 16. I was an idiot. I just didn't realize. And all the kids were yelling at me. I was like, oh fuck.
The kids were yelling.
Yeah, the kids were yelling at me.
A lot of balls on those fuckers.
Hawaii, nice tips, lady.
will you eat McDonald's tonight?
But my son has now recognized my pattern where I'm starting to get like anxious. So it was actually adorable. It was one of the cutest things. I feel bad because he should not have to do what I should be doing to him when he's getting anxious. But I was sitting there, I was like, it's fucking school bus. So I'm like huffing and puffing. I like to huff and puff.
Yeah.
I huff and I puff. I don't blow the house down. I huff and I puff. Sometimes I huff. Sometimes I puff. When's the last time you saw me blow a house down?
It's been a while.
Okay. So I'm huffing and puffing. And he recognized it. And he goes, hey, Dad. He's like, what type of car are you renting? And I was like, BMW.
Wow.
Damn, and your then kid's goes, learning coping mechanisms you. Fucking early, and then he
goes,
Lewis.
And then he's like, oh, tell me about it. What color is it?
Wow.
And I was like, James, I know what you're doing.
What a brilliant
kid. And then he started cracking up, and I was like, I get what you're doing, and I love you. You're the fucking best. Thank you for that. I'm sorry that I'm being grumpy right now.
He's like,
I know, Dad. Yeah, like legitimately like.
What a brilliant boy.
Really, really smart. I'm very, very impressed with like, you know. So he's really the dad at this point, guys. It's hilarious. Let him drive.
Yeah, why not? You know what's crazy? In my youth, when I was a kid, my stepdad, we started bonding over his road rage. And until he passed, like 2 years ago, he used to brag about it to his current wife. He's like, this boy used to see me and I'd go out with a bat and try to whip motherfuckers. And like, he would go, but hey, we'd be talking about wrestling in the car. We'd be going to go get some snacks, watch Halloween Havoc, and someone would cut him off. You punk ass! My mom would grab his hand. This guy would go from sweet to like prison. I mean, he was in prison several times. He was ready to get fucking loose. And I laughed my ass off. How, an adult, this is the guy who's buying you Wendy's and pay-per-views and comic books.
I've had a couple get out of the cars since I've been driving for a year and a half now. Yeah. A year and a half I've been driving again.
That's right. You've gone suburban since I last saw you.
Yeah. So I've gotten out of the car a couple times. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Not in front of my son, but.
Hey, Dad, do you like the concrete or is it more comfortable here in the car? What would he say if that happens?
I don't know. But yeah, it was, that's my biggest trigger, I think, is just being stuck in traffic, which sucks. Speaking of which, I'm taking my son to Hawaii, I think, now. I was supposed to take him to Italy.
Okay.
I was talking to a bunch of people that have been to Italy. They're like, dude, take him to Italy during spring break when it's like better weather, which that's what I think we're going to do next year now.
Okay.
Hawaii. In the summertime, it's always 85 and sunny.
Yeah, there are times when it rains a little more. The weather is, it just rains sometimes. Yeah,
and I've been to Hawaii before. It's going to be dope. And I think that's a fun kid vacation.
Yeah, which island are you going to go to?
Which island should I go to?
I don't know.
I'm bringing a 9-year-old.
Okay.
He's smarter than me.
He'll probably have the most fun on Oahu, I'm guessing. I'm biased because I'm from the Big Island, so I like that island the best. That's definitely a more local island, way less touristy. Like, there's touristy crap on Kona side, but when you go to Hilo, it's a lot more local.
I don't know. I mean, I got to take him on some fun, like, touristy things.
Yeah, you can do, I mean, cliff if you go diving. To the Big Island, you can, there's cliff diving. You can go to South Point, which is the southernmost tip, I think, in the United States.
Yeah.
And you jump off into the ocean, and the myth is that when you jump off, you lose your soul. Well,
you lose your soul.
Yeah, that's part of it, but it's a really fucking far drop. I don't know how far down it is.
No, he's not going to. Yeah, I'm a pussy with heights, too.
Can I just ask you a question? Are you going to take your 9-year-old boy cliff diving? I mean, I went when I was 14, but you're going to take your son?
I've taken him cliff diving. He's been cliff diving in Jamaica multiple times.
Yeah, he'll do fine in Hawaii.
My son's a daredevil. My son is the, and I mean this to everyone listening, everyone. My son is way better than any of you and any of your children. It needs to be fucking pointed out. This is a very special fucking child. And I know parents say that.
Every parent says that.
Their kids are
all liars.
Of
yeah.
course.
Their kids are retarded. Have you ever seen kids? They eat their boogers and they fucking touch
every
things.
Time I see a kid reinforces why I do not and will not be having them.
Zia, I'm going to lend my son to you for a day. Okay. He's going to have just
rent that's out
a
your
long,
son.
That's a I'm long rent, time to have a child.
It's going
to
be one full day and you're going to see how great it is to have a great child. Okay.
Yeah. That's if you have a great child. What if your kid's sucks and you can't say that your kid sucks because it's your kid and you love it, but you have a shitty kid.
My niece sucks. I'll say it right to her face.
Right there. How old's your niece?
My niece sucks.
She won't cliff dive. She won't calm you down from beating up two dudes in a fucking Corvette.
She just yells. She screams. She fucking, and my sister knows this. She's probably listening right now, my sister. She knows. She doesn't suck. My niece is an adorable angel, and I love her to death. But if that was my child, I probably wouldn't be a peaceful parent. I would fucking tombstone pile drive her every morning into the fucking stone steps in front of my house.
And you never know what you're going to get with a kid. Like, you can be the best parent in the world and still have a shitty kid. Like, there's
maybe.
Just...
I don't think it's a coincidence. My kid fucking rules, and we don't hit him, and we've been fucking... You know, we've been pretty goddamn good as co-parents for this whole time, except for the past year.
Except for the past year. Oh, no.
It's okay.
You won't see those results for another two. So yeah. So right now, ignorance is bliss. It's just
like,
enjoy this.
Yeah, it's like the economy suffers from the last president a few years
just
later.
Just wait a little.
I know what's going on.
Yeah. Count to 20 Mississippi.
So, yeah. So, what are you saying? If I have the Kauapabu?
Wait, what?
Where am I going?
Oh, you could go to either Oahu, which is Honolulu.
Kauapabu.
Which has Honolulu. That's where the North Shore and Waikiki and all that stuff is. That's typically where people go. Or Maui. But the Big Island is...
I
want
to
do stuff
where there's going to be some other families there because I have to entertain my child for
Oahu,
7 days.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. That's where Paco's from.
That's
why
Paco's
he's saying
from
that.
Hawaii.
We've
Paco,
over that.
Will you come to Hawaii with us and document it? I'm kidding. Obviously. I don't want you near my child, Paco.
I feel like I have to set the record straight. I never felt creeped on by Paco. I heard that he got laid into.
Can I have a question? I have a question.
Yeah.
And this is just answer this very honestly.
Yes.
How did you hear that he got laid into?
Oh, someone put it in my Discord. They were watching the show.
Oh, it wasn't Paco?
No, it wasn't Paco.
If it was Paco that came to you and was like, yeah, they really laid into me. That would be him also laying into you even
that's
more.
Hilarious. Yeah.
No.
Women are so dumb.
Yeah, that would be just an alternative strategy.
Yes, stupid. No, that was someone told me in my Discord.
No, Paco is a little bit flirty across the board with the gals that come in.
Okay, I see.
And I'm sure you've noticed that. You have you not noticed that Paco's a little flirty?
I don't know. I feel like I don't get that, but I am retarded, so especially when it comes to if people are interested in me, I don't fucking know until someone's
they're all interested in you. They're all interested.
But that's what people say. But I just feel like if you have that feeling all the time, then you seem like you're really fucking full of yourself and you're just like a real stuck up
bitch.
Well, you know
chick.
What I mean?
Hot,
I don't know.
Look, here's the deal.
It feels weird.
Hot chicks, guys just, it's not... Something,
not every guy.
Not every guy, obviously, but I'd say 90% of the guys that approach you would at the very least let you give them a blowjob.
Well, yes,
at the very least.
At the very least. All right, let's negotiate.
I'm not going to say if they're going to marry you or like, you know, I think that, you know, but...
Marry her so she can get divorced in 6 months and get a show on this platform?
Maybe. And get a show on that... Well, I'd have to get divorced to get... That'd be a lot of divorces.
Liquid Sunshine says...
More divorces.
More divorces, just all the divorces.
Liquid Sunshine says, Lewis, I hope you get AIDS from Zia. Okay.
I'm giving people AIDS now?
Wow, maybe. You better catch it.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, Racist Live Chat, they get really aggressive. And they pay, so I have to incorporate them throughout the show. So... You know, what are you going to do? Let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. If you're over the age of 21 years old, you're in the market for Kratom. Guess what? You should be getting it from YoKratom.com, who support everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network.
Guys, the price of everything has been going up. Rent, groceries, gas. You know what's not going up? The price of Kratom from YoKratom.com, because a kilo is always going to be $60. That's no joke. That is a great deal. Stop going to gas stations, bodegas, or smoke shops. Order your Kratom directly to your door from YoKratom.com.
Yeah, right now, go do that. Support them. They support us. YoKratom.com. They gave away a Skankfest ticket. They're going to be doing more giveaways throughout the month, so make sure you make your purchase, sign up for their mailing list, and support the company that supports us most. YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? You know what? Let's
get AIDS from Zia.
Shannon, we got a bunch more fan art. We can't
so
spend
many.
Our whole day going through fan art.
So
this is crazy.
I pre-opened most of them to maybe make it easier.
Are
to
they
go
good?
Through. I didn't want to like cheat and look at them beforehand, but I opened them.
You should have looked at them. I can't go through all of this fan art today.
I'll just do a speed round.
Here, look. Let's see. What is this?
You want me to open and react first?
What is this? What is this?
Yeah, everyone should each open one.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell what this is.
Is that a wallet?
I think those are pins.
Fucking anthrax. Wow.
These are pins.
I think so. That's the one.
I don't know what's
on.
Happening
actually,
right
maybe
now.
Maybe I don't want to open anything.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. I can't do this right now.
Skip that one. Do a different one.
No.
Do one of the boxes.
Bitch, what is going on? Are you?
I'm not setting you up for anything. I just want to go through some. Yeah, try the boxes. And then there's the poster package thingy, the tube.
These are all too small to win anything. I want big art. The pieces that have won so far have been big old art. This is all just weed, Shannon. This is not art.
I didn't look.
This is tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of fucking weed.
Okay, there's definitely
do two. Do not send me drugs in the mail, you psychopath.
Send them to me. Care of Gas Digital Studios.
There it is.
There's definitely two framed pieces in the envelopes.
Here we go. Let's see. Hold on. We're going to do this. What is this one? Is this folded? This is a bunch of children's underwear, Shannon.
Is it
Why
really?
Are you a bunch of children's
what
underwear.
What is going
sent
the
you?
Fuck on?
This
are
is
you serious?
Crazy. This is psychotic. This care package is coming to you from the greatest country in the world. Let's see. Shannon, sex toys are for Shannon. I would peg you. I would let you peg me. You can call me Louis Shea Gomez while you do it. This is
he sent sex toys and children's underpants
in the same box.
An it's alligator super weird. Head.
Who nice are the touch. Children's super underpants weird. For?
I don't even know what this is.
I mean,
Shannon, none of this
you
is
you can
art.
Wear the underwear and eat something.
Shannon, this is just weird
true.
Shit.
The big envelopes.
You bitch, I'm not. You can't keep on telling me to do this.
The two big envelopes are framed pieces.
All right, let's see. I've been putting this stuff in my home as well, by the way. All right, that's a badass piece right
that's,
there.
That's very cool.
That's
wow.
That's a pretty cool piece. This is from Luke Lanford, Mr. Me August. I love it. From Vancouver, Washington. This is a nice piece right here.
That's
does it win
art.
Anything? No.
I call but it Chinese Lewis.
It's no, it's a well-made piece. He took a picture of me with my hair growing in the on the sides like fucking George Jefferson, like a cunt.
Like George Jefferson.
Like an actual cunt. And that's fine. It's a very nice. It looks like me, you know, but it's very good, but this is, you know.
It looks like you if you remember the old movie American Me? The old Mexican Chicano prison ass rape movie. That looks like if you were in there with Treat Williams.
Orale.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, canal.
Okay, one
blood more. In, blood out, canal.
Maybe the tube, that poster tube.
The poster tube? What if it's just another sex toy for Shannon?
Yeah.
Really big children's underwear.
Shannon, it's all taped up. I can't do Shannon, I can't do this. This is too much. I know that they're spending their time doing it, but very often they just send me like pictures that they fucking paint. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this? There's another framed one. Let's see what this is. The frame is broken, Shannon.
Oh, Jesus.
Everything is failing right now. What type of fan art contest is this? This is terrible. I bet Zia's fan art is so much better.
No one sends me any fan
art.
This
is awesome. This is destroyed.
That is very nice, though. Holy shit, that's cool.
This is really cool. This is a really cool piece from the Bagavan.
That sucks that it's all broken.
Everything's broken, and I'm cutting myself on glass right now. I'm bleeding everywhere, Shannon. There's blood in and blood out of me.
There it is. American Me, goddammit. I told you that was it. You were having such a positive week, and then you fucking got cut up.
All it took was fan art, and then he's throwing things across
too
the room.
Too much. It's a lot. She bombarded me with fucking fan art. Who wants that much fan art at one time?
I mean, I've seen some YouTubers opening like fan art and boxes and shit that people send them, like piled taller than they are.
That would be
it's
cool,
fucking
though.
Wild.
That would be cool. Not what is that, Shannon? Is it cool?
And also, I stabbed it with
the
scissors.
You broke it. She tore it open with the scissors, guys. Shannon, you actually cut it in half.
I love how it's right where the little
fun.
Devil's dick is.
What a cool. What I actually like this piece. I would have framed this and I would have put this above my bed. And that one too, Shannon. You destroyed that one as well. I'm sorry, dude. Whatever your name is that sent this.
Oh. Hey, you tried your best. That's what's important.
The fuck is going on right now?
Well, if I said sorry and then threw it on the ground again.
Yeah. You know what? It's time for another Rape Dicks. What happened with Elon Musk?
Rape Dicks.
Rape Dicks.
Rape Dicks.
Rape Dicks.
Rape. Really like these dance moves. Like, what's happening here?
All I know is ball and good. Rape.
So we are going to get to the bottom. We are rape detectives. Is that a better? It's not as good of a name. So we're rape dicks.
We're the rape dicks.
And we are going to get to the bottom of this raping. And we're going to let people know whether or not, 100% conclusively, whether or not Elon Musk actually performed this rapey act.
People are accusing him of rape or rapey acts? How did miss this?
One person.
Space.
Okay.
Zia, in motherfucking space.
If you scream in space, no one can hear you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the thing. I made that up, and it should be known that I don't believe anything.
I think that's sign on SpaceX.
I don't believe rape accusations in space.
Okay, one important question. If you show a girl your dick in space, does it kind of like flop? Like, is there no gravity? Because I feel like that would be a good look for me.
Yeah, have astronauts ever fucked in space?
I'm sure.
I don't know. Well, that's how they know that it's it would just stay straight. They're like, this is a hoax, obviously. It's not moving.
Yeah.
They must jerk off. Does the jizz just float around?
Yeah, you can't. You're really playing with goddamn fire at that point. Your jizz is just going to float. You're going to be stuck looking at your jizz forever.
For as long as you're up there.
And then when you come back down, it comes back down, and NASA's going to see your splooge all over the goddamn place.
More than likely, don't be an idiot. More than likely, if you were to come into the air.
It's the first time you've ever said that to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Don't be a goddamn idiot.
Don't be a fool. If you come into the air, it will float around. Just by the sheer, probability, it's going to probably land in your mouth as you sleep. So you don't really have to worry.
Oh, I would chase it like Homer Simpson with the chips.
Yeah. So, Shannon, what happened here? What is the accusation exactly? What I understand so far is that Elon Musk, he was on SpaceX. Right? Is this on the on the ship?
No, it's the company. This is a flight from London, a flight to London.
Oh, a flight to London. All right, give me the background here. I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay, so this is a 2016 incident was alleged in papers signed by a friend of the flight attendant. It's the flight attendant accusing him, who she said that he exposed his erect penis to her and offered to buy her a horse in exchange for an erotic massage.
Mm.
It goes on to say that after she got the job as a flight attendant.
Women are stupid. You have to understand.
Does she want a horse?
What woman doesn't want a horse?
I mean, look, I like horses, but I live in an apartment.
All right, there we go.
There it is.
You wouldn't take a horse.
I live in an apartment, and also I don't want to take care of things.
Yeah. I mean, I guess not having the space for the horse would be the only problem. I'd still take it, though, and I'd figure it out later.
Just have a horse negotiation. In your parking lot.
Yeah, why not?
Like, all right, I don't have a place to put the horse. All right, you're a tough bargain. I'll also get you a place to store the horse.
Well, a horse is a great gift because it's both a pet and a transportation device.
Yeah, no, horses are awesome. I love them. I used to ride in rodeos. I love horses. But you realize that they also cost money to take care of? And he has money. You'd go for the money over a horse.
Not the way that I would do it.
Oh, God.
It would cost me next to nothing.
Mr. Hands, too.
I would, yeah. We would be making money on that horse. I'll tell you right now. We'd be putting that horse to work. I get a carriage. I go to Central Park.
Oh, you'd be hustling?
I'd be hustling.
Top hat.
Horse, I'd be doing horseyback rides for children. Just whatever it is. You could fuck it. If you give me, everyone's got a price. You could fuck the horse if you really want to. If you got enough money.
You're going to have another Mr. Hands situation on.
Yeah, that's not my problem. That's a him problem.
Yeah, but if he dies on your property, I feel like fucking your horse.
Signing a waiver.
Wow.
I'm going to make him sign a waiver.
I mean, you took this next level, Zia. The guy just wants a hand job and a blow job and offers you a horse, and you're like, what is the property value that this horse is going to do to my apartment? Like,
I'm just saying, deep on this. That's a weird gift to get. Like, just offer money. Why are you offering a horse? Like, that's just.
Because if you offer money, then it is strictly prostitution. A horse is a little. Get behind the lines.
I think that's still prostitution.
I don't know. I'm going to offer a horse next time I get
All right, Shannon, give me more information.
Okay, so after she got the job as flight attendant.
I thought you were going to say after she got the horse.
She finished fourth at the Kentucky Derby.
She was urged to become a licensed masseuse to give Musk massages. It was during one of those massages in a private cabin on Musk's Gulfstream, whatever flight, that Musk allegedly propositioned her. She claims that she found Musk completely naked except for a sheet covering the lower half of his body.
That's not completely naked.
That's a
naked.
Massage. Right? That's a massage,
you stupid bitch. Oh, it's making me angry. Fuck this bitch.
Also, that's a massage.
She alleges that Musk exposed his genitals and touched the flight attendant before offering to buy her the horse if she would do more. This is all what the flight attendant's friend is saying. The friend said the flight attendant declined Musk's offer but continued the massage. He whipped out his penis. It was erect. And he started propositioning her, like he touched her thigh and told her to buy her a horse. And he basically tried to bribe her to perform some sort of sexual
Shannon,
favor.
Would you have taken the horse?
No.
Would you have taken the equivalent of a horse financially, cash-wise, just to jerk off Elon Musk? How much is a horse? Can I be honest with you?
I have no idea what this a horse
is. This horse could be...
Not cheap at all.
It could be $3,000. It could be $12,000. I think it's also the type of horse.
I think way more than that. It's called Sport of Kings for a reason. It's so expensive to buy.
I think you can get a horse for... I think you can get a horse for under $10,000.
Yeah, it depends what kind of horse, for sure.
It says you can expect to pay between $110,000 depending on the...
Shannon, nobody does down. Nobody goes from $100,000 to $10,000. They would go from $10,000 to $100,000, just so you know.
No, $100 to $10,000.
$100?
That's what it says here, yeah.
No way.
Who's buying a horse for $100?
I'll buy a horse for...
What kind of horse is that?
If it's a mini horse that can live in my apartment, maybe.
I'll buy you three horses today.
Three mini horses?
If you look at my dick. If you just stare at it for 10 seconds.
You just send me a dick
rating. Three horse. Let's go.
There are some breeds
for a dick rating.
There are some breeds that can go up to $250,000, though, which is the amount that they did say. So they say that eventually... 2 years later, that supposedly he paid her $250
to keep quiet.
$250,000 to keep quiet.
To shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
I'd take $250,000 to keep quiet, no problem.
There's a couple things to unpack here. Okay. Number one, my instinct is like, yeah, it's not even the girl. It's a friend of a girl, a friend of a friend. He said, she said, they're trying to take Elon Musk down. This guy's got too much power. They don't like it. People on the left are very intimidated by him taking over Twitter.
Just like the last couple of days came out against the Democratic Party.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, yeah,
it is a very, very, very coincidental thing that he tweeted that he is no longer associated with the Democratic Party, that he can't be trusted. They can't be trusted.
And then now, 2 days later, they're trying to take him down.
Yeah.
Number two, the other thing we need to really look at is if every one of these details were true, I'm still going, who cares? I don't know. He offered a girl money to give him a hand job. I don't know. Who cares? Who cares? We're all adults. She got a great deal. She got a great fucking deal.
$250,000? Yeah.
Okay. Thing number three.
She didn't even jerk him off. She got $250,000 to not talk about it.
Yeah.
Thing number three, if you're a flight attendant and you are encouraged to take masseuse lessons, where do you think this is going?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to know. And then if that's not your thing, you should just quit.
He just loves sky massage.
I just don't. We're all adults here. I don't think that propositioning somebody for sex, really in any capacity, I don't really see what's wrong with it, right? Even if you're in a position of power, even if you're in a... you're just propositioning them. He didn't fucking... He asked her, and she said no. He didn't fucking grab her and put her hand there and like...
Yeah.
You know, if all of that's true, I still go, I was like, what is it? This isn't even a fucking... Do you think rich guys don't proposition women for sex and offer them money? Are you out of your fucking
mind?
And in the current timeline of rich guys, if she was a consenting legal adult... He's on the up and up.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. There's
pretty good in comparison to other fucking billionaires right now.
True story. They're not fucking underage.
Yeah. Yep.
If you got $1 billion and you're a powerful dude, you know, I commend you for not getting out there and really raping. Those guys, they're not really used to being told no. You know, and I got to be honest with you, these guys, you know, you got to give them a little bit of credit there for simply propositioning a gal and offering to buy her a horse, if that's the case.
And when's the last time you saw a hot flight attendant?
It's true. They don't really exist that much anymore, huh?
No.
Air Canada?
Oh, no.
Go to Canada, dog, and they flirt. They all wink at you.
Netherlands.
Oh.
Phenomenal.
Book that flight. Let's go. Air Canada, they look like they... Would you like Coke? Coke Zero? Coffee? Hand job?
My sister was telling me about, like, I guess the United Arab Emirates, their airline.
Spectacular from what I hear.
They only hire, like, hot chicks.
Yeah.
Like, it's only smoking hot chicks.
And you could take, like, showers on the fucking plane if you're first... Like, it's crazy, supposedly.
Jesus.
Yeah. Can you pull up some of the United Arab Emirates?
My only issue with the thing is that he touched her thigh. You can proposition without touching. That'd be my issue.
Right.
Like,
if everything is true,
don't fucking touch me.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
The rest of it, I'm fine with.
But can I also say, I also say, in his playing devil's advocate, right? You know, sometimes maybe he's getting a vibe. Maybe he's like, oh, let me get a, you know, this.
Like he thought that she was interested.
Such a fine line with that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude. You just fucking.
We used to touch if he thought that someone
was cool.
Yeah,
you thought somebody was cool, you touch them. And
I touch in general.
By the way,
what is
touching somebody?
There's a difference. Like if you went like that before, that's fine.
I'm over fucking thinking that.
Don't overthink it.
All we know is touching
thigh,
right?
You know what I mean?
I remember one time I was hanging out with a chick. We were at a casino and we were playing blackjack, right? Me and it was a simple little thing. She just put her hand on my thigh for a second, just like a moment. And I went, oh, shit. And I felt
that's
it.
That's like the green light.
And I was like, oh, game this on. Girl's in. And 100, she was 100% in. 100% yeah. in. And I remember being like, oh, wow. Like, and you just felt, it was a, whatever it is, that exact moment of contact, that is a sign. If a chick touches your fucking thigh like that, she wants to suck your cock directly off your body, okay? So, the point is, maybe he was just trying to give her a fucking little, like, hey, I think, you know, like, when it says touches her thigh, what does that even mean? Could it have been him being like, oh, hey, you're beautiful, and putting his hand right there? And
maybe.
How inappropriate is that, really, right?
So it depends on the context. In this context, I'd say it's inappropriate because this is like a business thing, because this is her job. It's not like where you're hanging out.
Women are equal.
I'm just saying. Okay. Well, no, because there's, if you're...
Zia's on a rant.
Sorry,
go ahead,
the
Zia.
Feminist shit's coming out.
Obviously this guy waitress's job was to massage him.
Right. Like that, but what I mean, like when it's a professional thing, like if it's someone's job, like if it's your waitress or whatever, versus someone you're hanging out with.
Yes.
That's obviously, different. Like obviously. When you're feeling it out and you're touching the thigh and you're like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Like it's not the end of the world. I'm not saying he fucking is a rapey piece of shit.
I impregnated a comedy club waitress.
Bad,
I have a different way of looking at things. My life is, you know, we take those chances.
You gotta roll the dice, baby.
I'm a different guy. Like I would just, if I wanted to kiss a girl, I would grab her face and kiss her.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, not like, you know, depending. She might be giving me a vibe, like really fucking grab my face and kiss, like slam me against the wall. But you could be off. What if she's like, don't ever touch me, and I just slam her against a wall? I'd be like, oh, I read that wrong.
Well, yeah.
I just choke slammed a girl through a table.
That's why I never really choked a girl. Like, I could tell they want, there's several girls who like choke me, and I'm like, I am so scared of not knowing my strength. And then it's like, it's a fine line between kink and sorry, Sarge. I didn't know what was going on. Like, I've always been scared of that shit.
I made a sex video with a girl once, and it's one of the funniest things in the world. She goes, hit me. And I was just so afraid to hit her.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
I went.
I did that.
It's the gayest thing. It's so fun. I wish I could show it to you guys. It's the gayest thing.
She wants you to be manly and this. And I honestly did like a, eh. And I even made that sound like a super beta. Like, eh. Like, who's going to fuck you at that point?
Dude, she wanted me to fucking cave in her eardrum with a cupped palm. Yeah. That's what she wanted. She wanted to feel it tomorrow. And I gave her a fucking boop.
She wanted you paintbrushed and
did
shit.
Did she call you a bitch for that? Or
no,
she
didn't. But in the video, you could see her face is very disappointed.
It's so crazy.
Like, this is...
You actually hear her pussy go...
I actually did when that happened.
Yeah, dude. I can't... I can get into anything sexually. If a chick's into it, right, I could probably get into it if that turns her on. But the whole hitting and being like really aggressive sexually in bed, I just couldn't do it because, I mean, I guess if a girl's like really like, she could probably work me up to fucking like, you know, getting into it. But like just on the surface, like the idea of choking a girl or hitting her, like, I'm like, I'm a big fucking dude.
Yeah,
like
dumb.
It's, I don't exactly know how to control the, you know, I would just be, I'd be so afraid I was going to hurt her.
Yeah. What about like hair pulling and shit? Is that like, can I ask you this? It's like standard now, right?
Hair pulling? You,
like,
yeah,
do I even have to ask anymore?
No.
I just feel like if you don't pull hair, you're a bitch.
Hair standard?
I think it is now.
When I get head, I do the wrapper hair around my hand and I hold it like that, which
that's
is
hot.
The most aggressive.
A good goddamn move.
That's the most aggressive that I'll get with the hair pulling. But then again, I don't want to. You know,
a good hair pull when they're behind you is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Spectacular
like,
move.
Yeah,
that's
from
now, my move from behind is I grab both of her wrists like I'm locking her up in cuffs.
That's hot too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's
good. I put her in the figure four leg lock and then pull her hair. I go, I'm the hammer, bitch. Whoa, sorry, 1988 coming back. What about ass smacking? Ass smacking comes with the purchase now too.
Yeah,
no?
That's pretty much.
See.
But I think that's also like depending on who. Like I think some girls just don't want to be struck.
Yeah.
Some girls
don't like
it. Plus
with hair pulling, sometimes it's a black chick and it's Whoops.
Oh no.
I made that mistake once. Whoopsie cakes.
Let's take a quick moment and thank Fume for supporting today's show. Fume is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores that are only filled with the benefits of the world's super plants. There's no chemicals added. These things are honestly such a great alternative to smoking. If you're trying to quit smoking, this is the best way to do it. They have cores that are specifically designed to help kick nicotine cravings. Their Conquer cores, they're most popular. It's black pepper, peppermint, and eucalyptus, and you breathe it in. You don't have to plug it in. You don't have to worry about a battery life, and it gets rid of those nicotine cravings, which are huge. They also have a bunch of other cores as well. They have cores that have benefits for anti-inflammatory, energy and mood boosting benefits, immunity boosting benefits. There's a bunch of different amazing products at breathefume.com. So you need to go there right now, breathefume.com/real. That's BREATHEFUM.com/real. And when you check out, use the code REAL to save 10% off your entire order. Breathefume.com, promo code REAL to save 10% off. Okay, where were we? Rape Dicks, what do we say? I think that it's a hit job, political hit job, and even if it is true, I just don't give a fuck. It's not that bad of a story. Billionaires do crazy shit, doggy. Wasn't there like the guy who owned Jameson Whiskey? Like, I think that was the whiskey brand, right? Didn't he like travel throughout Africa and he used to buy like slave children to eat because he wanted to see what cannibalism was like? That's my standard of depravity.
I didn't know that, but if that's true, I'm sending Byron out for Jameson.
Just type in whiskey and cannibalism because it's a famous story. Yeah, James Jameson bought a girl just to watch
her be.
Oh, that's right. But I think they said he tried it too. Like he would like write in his journals about it. He was like,
Jesus Christ,
he just had a
man.
Ton of money and he wanted to go watch crazy shit, dude. And he bought a slave girl and had another tribe eat her in front of him.
What's worse, him in that article buying a girl to watch her get eaten, or Jameson's horrible fucking merchandise? Did you see those ugly ass shirts?
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say the whiskey in general. I'm not a fan.
Everyone wants to give you a shot of Jameson. What?
It's gross.
There's nothing else than that piece of shit.
Yeah,
it's the nice drink for Irish trash.
Yeah, to me it's the pink hat of fucking shots. It's like everyone just has it. It's disgusting.
Race Live Chat just asked me if I watched Sagalo's Rap yet. I did watch Sagalo's Rap. It's good. It's good. My problem is when we debut Crack Amico, and it's like, I feel bad for Sagalo. He's just in a space right now that is dominated by Crack Amico. And I'm going to hold Crack Amico off on Sagalo, because if I wanted to, I could unleash Crack Amico and he could do a whole diss track on, you know what? Fuck it, dude. Crack Amico, we might have to do a diss track on Brendan Sagalo and start a rap beef.
I don't want to. Sagalo, he's really talented and he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but he came into this space, and I feel like he's throwing a shot at us this rap,
because it's pretty like not comedy rap. Like he's having
now it's rap about comedy. It is. Did you hear it?
Yeah. It's not like it's funny though.
No, it's not.
I think he's seriously rapping. He's not trying to do funny rap. If he was trying to do funny rap, I think I would take it as a shot at Crack Amico.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he's very talented.
It's pretty good, but it's just pales in comparison to Crack Amico. You want to throw a few bars up, Shannon?
Yep, you can share this.
Like, I feel like I'm just standing here. It doesn't feel good.
Sag Daddy.
I'm just waiting to start. Whether at the bonfire or Jim and Sam, I'm curious. Do I need a hype man to come with me up at Sirius? I'm serious. The doubters will learn like Howard, I'm stern. Biracial with success is my essence, Steve Byrne. Fuck you thinking, you little twinks. This ain't Nicky singing. This ain't for Bob. I murdered Saget, sending packing. Really, my bag's expanding like I'm hyperventilating. And I'm hating every Amy ever since my mic was taken. Now I'm always packing and hanging out with two mics. And you might lose sight, bitch. I'm itching to get
into fights,
which will lead to me.
We got it. It's okay. It's okay. It shouldn't be getting all the hate that it's getting.
No, he's a talented dude.
Is it getting a lot of hate?
I think people are being shitty because he's being genuine.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And you can't be genuine
as
in our world,
right,
with people.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it, truly.
I'm happy. If it makes him happy and it's a good creative outlet for him, I love Sagalo.
He seemed very happy with
that. I mean this. Brendan Sagalo, the dude, I fucking love. What's his rapper name?
Sag Daddy.
I feel like Crack Amico should maybe destroy his soul. I don't know what I'm saying here. Like, Brendan Sagalo, my friend, the person, yeah, he's fucking dope. He's awesome. He's a great comedian.
But Sag Daddy.
Sag Daddy's a little cocky. He's out there fucking. He's got a swag. Swag Daddy. Sag Daddy. I don't like it. I don't know, dude.
Let the man feel good about himself. Jesus Christ. He's been through a lot. Take him to goddamn Hawaii and jump off the fucking cliff with the soul.
Brandon, please do not write a song called Fag Daddy. That would be really mean against our good friend.
I mean, you know.
I love the way you would say good friend and talented. It sounds like Goodfellas. He's talented. Leave it like that.
No, he is talented and he's awesome. And he's a great dude and very funny. And I consider Brandon a friend. Like, he's awesome. Good, he's coming to Skankfest. But I do feel like that he should be knocked down a peg by Crack Amico. You know what? You guys let me know. Should Crack Amico, Shannon, put this up as a Twitter poll, and we're going to let the fans decide. It's not even about me. Should Crack Amico destroy Sag Daddy? Let me know.
That's going to be an astounding yes, I have a feeling.
Should Crack Amico destroy Sag Daddy?
This was DraftKings. Yes would be -800.
Yes.
Like, you couldn't bet enough money on this to make anything. This is insanity. I just love that the dude puts out one single and like, do we have to destroy him? You become a fucking Bond villain. You're like cracking your hands.
Oh, I'm just saying, dude. I have the best white SoundCloud rapper in the game that is just like a pit bull, ready to destroy my enemies at any given moment. So if anybody comes at me, my first line of defense now at this point is to sit Crack Amico on them.
This is your lyrical Luca Brasi.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Crack Amico, he's coming out with a new song on Monday called Main Street, and it's all about sport.
Wow.
It's all about sport, the death of sport.
It's his ballad.
I don't know, but it's fucking great. I love it. He's like, yo, I was really broken up about sports, so I wrote a song. I hope you like it.
I love that motherfucker.
He's the fucking man, dude. We're going to start doing his merch soon. He's going to be opening up for me on a few dates as well on the road and obviously doing Skankfest as well. So Edison Rosario says no, also Skankfest Vegas updates. What update do you want to Skankfest Vegas? It's happening. It's sold out.
My hometown.
Yeah. What else do you want me to do?
Is that crazy or what?
That's it. What other update is there?
No Gilbert.
What?
No Gilbert. That's what we got.
Yeah, doggy.
Lewis, am I convincing Michelle Mattern to fucking have a cookout for the people at the house?
Is that your mom? Is your mom's?
It's my aunt. Oh, I've got nothing but dead parents. But okay, yeah. My aunt has the house I grew up in.
Nice.
Will you jump off the roof with your child? There's been a lot of jumping off the roof into
the pool.
Oh, come on.
What was it? I'm a Golden God.
I've said that too many fucking times at that house. Yes.
That's one of my most inspirational moments. Skankfest wouldn't exist without that movie.
I am a golden guy. I love that guy.
Yeah, Almost Famous. It's the scene where he is on acid. And then after the concert, some kids are like, whoa, you're the dude. And he's like, yeah. And he goes to the house party with them. And he jumps off their roof on acid into the pool. It's a great moment. But I remember as a kid being like, dude, if I'm ever famous, that will be me. I will fucking make sure that I will give my fans that moment. And that's what Skankfest is me being a golden
god.
Edit that, Shannon. It didn't sound the way I wanted it to. Yeah, that's what Skankfest is. It's for the people. And by the people.
You know what's funny about that scene?
On acid.
At that premiere, Robert Plant and Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin were there. And when they do that scene after, when the lead singer who did it goes, I never said I was a golden god. Robert Plant apparently stood up and goes, I did, because it's based on Robert Plant.
Oh, nice.
Cameron Crowe was at a party where Robert Plant did that.
That's awesome.
Fucking cool shit.
Very cool.
Do you want to see the scene?
Yeah, please, Shannon. Throw it out. Point out.
I think we should work on those last words.
Okay. Oh, I got it. This is better. Last words. I dig music.
Yeah. Look at the reaction from the chubby kid. Yeah.
I'm on drugs. Mm-hmm.
Look, just come on down and we'll go back to the hotel.
Okay.
Jump. Hell yeah. All right, Shannon, we got it.
Oh, where did I missed where he said it.
He didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
Does he say it in that movie? Did I just remember that?
It's called the I'm a Golden God scene.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He said it earlier. Oh. Yeah. In the scene.
Kyle in the Racist live chat just says, how about Crack takes Lewis down a peg? Do you think Crack and Mika would ever come after me? Are you out of your fucking mind? How about he takes you down a peg, Kyle? How about I have him write a whole song about Kyle from the Racist fucking live chat? You fucking brat. You can suck my cack. My rat.
Very good.
That was great.
Can you guys rap? When we wrap the show, we're gonna do a rap, and you guys are gonna rap battle each other.
Oh Jesus Christ! On. I've done that once before, and it was horrendous.
I can't wait.
It was so bad.
Fucking Zia.
Oh no.
Everything's gonna be about Wendy's double size.
I'm here for it.
Sorry, guys. I have a lingering cough. So let's see. Let's go to the two moms arguing over baby formula. Shannon, this seems fun. I didn't realize there was a baby formula shortage.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently.
Fuck yeah.
I love it. I love it, Zia. You're always out here throwing heat, and that's what I like. So these two parents are having an argument. They're in a supermarket. Shannon, set it up and show me the video.
Yeah, so it's a Target in Massachusetts. And I'm going to let it play, and then I can fill in the gaps after.
You have a full cart. Look at this. Look at all this.
Because I need
Look at the shelves. You don't think I need it for my baby, too?
You think I know you come and you get this one before?
You just cleared the whole shelves of all of this formula.
If you saw me, you take that because I'm paying for it.
And I'm not paying for it?
I don't
care. I have a child at home to feed and you just cleared the whole.
Say, oh, can you share with me or something like that? Because this is, I saw in here, I'm buying. I don't know, you can ask me. I say, oh, I want to take that.
Because I'm waiting patiently. Was I not waiting patiently?
I don't know, you get this
but
one.
But still, this is the whole reason why there's a formula shortage. You take all the formula off the shelf and buy it all at once?
You come after me, I don't know, you get this one.
It doesn't matter. Pause. I'm saying,
dude, Chinese women's voices are so irritating.
There is no way that's for a baby and not being sold at a fucking store.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, that's actually an interesting
point. Of course, yeah.
There's no way on God's green earth that she is not buying it at Target, marking it up, and
selling it at her local Chinese store.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So that is a very interesting point, Zach.
Didn't even think of that, but you're
I don't know
right.
why we can't imagine an Asian person actually loving their own child. But that is a more likely scenario.
I love my baby girl. No, you don't.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Ready? I'm torn.
Do you think Asians are going to waste money on formula when they can get breast milk for free?
So I personally feel like...
They just have those the iced tea containers full of breast milk in the refrigerator?
If there was a baby formula shortage and my son needed formula, I would do whatever the fuck... I don't really give a fuck about anybody else's babies, and it's maybe harsh to say, but every parent should just have that fucking attitude and go do what you got to do, right?
Take care of your house, baby.
Yeah, you got to take care of your own, you know, and that's as simple as that.
Charity starts at home.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, these other babies, they're not, I already said in the beginning of the show, they're not as good as my baby.
They would all get like fucked over.
Why do they get the equal amount of formula when my son is so much better than them in every capacity?
He's keeping you from killing a motherfucker for running the yellow light.
I know.
Yeah. Would you go 70-30 on formula? Would you keep 70 for your baby and 30 for the lesser babies?
If I got caught in that moment and somebody was like, hey, I need formula, I would probably be like, all right, you can take a couple. Like, here's a couple formulas, but that's going to be that. Sorry. It's my fucking kid.
I'm amazed that there's a shortage and they're not limiting you. You know, at a ball game or wrestling, you can get two beers at a fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that they're not letting you only get four formulas at a time.
That's a good point. During the pandemic, for meat and shit, they would only let you get like two packages of meat, I remember, at a time.
Remember there was the first like 3 weeks of the pandemic where it was like people were like, dude, hand sanitizer, we're going to be gone and we're all going to die because there's no hand sanitizer. And then like there was like delis marking up hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah,
it was like $20 for a little thing of it. And
I never bought any.
Yeah. I
love it.
Really? I did.
I would love to fuck inside of a hand sanitizer bottle. I love it. I have it in my pocket now. It smells good. It's
you love
the
it.
Best. I pay money for the good smelling shit, and girls are like, what's your cologne? I'm like, I don't know about my cologne, but my hand sanitizer is lavender, motherfucker. Right.
I feel
I'm
like
classy.
It just creates super germs because it kills like, 99.9%? So that 0.01% or whatever it is, you're just creating super germs. You're just making it worse. Just wash your hands, lick some dirt. You're fine.
Yeah, I don't. I think it was all overblown, and none of it really matters. Are you so like paranoid about shit?
I have always been like that. It is more mental than actual fear, I think, of getting sick at this point. It's just like a tick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've always been.
Lyme disease.
Yeah. There it is. That's why when the pandemic hit, I kind of felt like that Courtney Love lyric. Oh, yeah. One day you will ache like I ache. It's like, now you motherfuckers.
So this is how you are at all times. You're always worried about diseases.
It's weird. I do this, and I probably looked like a bitch ass on dates and that. I've opened doors like this. With like cover my hand.
Well, that's crazy.
Or grab the pole like that, and girls are like, "How's this motherfucker gonna protect me?
Yeah.
He's scared of a goddamn doorknob."
Yeah,
I'm not scared. It's just a weird thing in my head since I was a child.
Some women will let you finger them without washing your hands. Some women are like, "Go wash your hands. You're not putting those dirty fucking
That's understandable.
Myths inside of me.
I won't touch the doorknob, but I will tongue an asshole and not even ask any questions.
But I kind of judge girls now.
No goddamn sense.
I judge girls now that will let me finger them without me washing my hands. And I'm like,
look, you're a dirty bitch.
Who knows when the last time I washed my hands?
Yes. But sex should be dirty. That's the beauty of it. It should be a little filthy and on edge.
It should cause some sort of urinary tract infections or anything like that.
Roll the dice, baby.
Same thing with like nails. You want their nails to be manicured because if you're scratching shit up in there.
I stopped biting my nails. I used to bite my nails for my whole childhood.
Oh.
And whatever it was, maybe in the past 5 years, I somehow connected with the idea that it's disgusting. You're taking your dirty nails, which touches everything, and you're shoving them into your mouth.
Brutal.
It is one of the most disgusting things ever. Now when girls will suck on my fingers, and I'm it doesn't turn me on. It makes me think that they're nasty creatures. If a girl just grabs my fingers and starts to suck without me washing my hands first, if we're washing my hands, it's a little different, you know?
Then you can get as dirty as you want.
Shannon, do you make men wash their hands before they finger you? When you were being fingered in your younger days?
It's a long time ago. No, I don't think I haven't stopped the act and been like, okay, before we go forward, please wash your hands.
You haven't stopped.
Have you
thought about it at all in the moment?
I've thought about that in my older years.
Yeah, you're like, ew, his fingers are probably.
Yeah, when you're
nasty.
Young, you don't think about things like that.
You really don't. Z, what about you? Do you make a man wash his hands?
I mean, I've been with my husband for 8 years. I know he's clean. He washes his hands pretty often.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not something I've had to worry about in a long time.
Natalie, do you make your girlfriend wash her strap on?
Why would I make her wash my strap-on? I could do that myself.
That is your own strap-on. Did you name your strap-on? Do you guys use strap-ons?
No, that's a hilarious idea.
Do you use a strap-on?
I own one, yeah.
Wow.
That just blew Lewis's mind.
How have you not? This isn't news.
This is news to me.
You could have imagined that by
some
now.
Lesbians, some lesbians are not into strap-oning each other. Strap-oning. Strap-oning, yeah.
Strap-oning.
Strap-oning. Stromboli.
I'm hungry.
To answer your first...
Stromboli sounds good.
I haven't had breakfast, yeah.
Goddamn.
But now, dishwasher?
No, but that's a great idea, too. I just wash it in the sink. Yeah. Or in the shower.
A strap-on
no, uses,
dishwasher?
She uses a dishwasher as a strap-on.
No, her that's girlfriend's Mexican. She's fucking a dishwasher with a strap-on.
Doggy. Do you wear it or does your girlfriend wear it?
I wear it, usually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Depends.
Wow.
Depends on the day.
My ex-girlfriend used to strap on her boyfriend, and then did she ever recommend it to me? She sort of said she would do it, and I was like, you're out of your fucking mind, bitch. And then we did it, and now I love it.
Hey.
No, I don't. No, I would never. Oh. It's too much.
I went to a seminar for that.
For strap-oning?
Yeah, for pegging. I went to a pegging seminar.
That exists, wow. Huh?
What did you learn? What did you learn about pegging?
Fucking 21st century, huh?
I learned that you really have to prime the booty hole. You really gotta, with some tongue or some fingers, you really gotta get it ready so that it sort of sucks the tip in, and that's how you know you're ready to.
So your asshole sucks the tip in.
Yep.
In this seminar, did they did they encourage you to wash your fingers before you?
You know
it up?
What? They actually didn't mention anything about that, they messed
animals.
It up. Lots of lube, though. They said you got to have a lot of lube. Apparently, there's a technique with the way men move their hips versus the way women move their hips. Like, you can't just, jackhammer it forward. You got to, kind of move them under
little bit. Yeah, you're not going to be able to fuck a dude the way he needs to be fucked. You're a little tiny girl, dude. Did you strap on your small. Dude?
No, he won't. He's not into that either.
But you tried to.
I've brought it up, and he's not having any part of it.
Yeah, does he let you finger his asshole?
No.
Nothing. See, I'll do a finger. A finger ain't nothing.
A finger is fine. What about a tongue? You like a... A tongue down
life.
There.
I will.
I like it, but I then can't respect her.
Yeah, then I'm done.
Oh,
I'm over her.
You look at her lesser after she's had her tongue in your
I'm
asshole.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He won't let you peg him.
For?
No. What if you offered a pony? Would it be all right? What if you bought him a pony?
He's even worse than me when it comes to taking care of things. We have no pets nor children. We're just I don't think he wants anything that is going to require feeding.
That's fair enough. I just want to get that fucking call back in, baby. And I got nothing, so I'm fucking done. I'm going to walk home to the Upper East Side.
It's all
miserable
good,
again after appearance on the fucking rap.
It's all good, baby boy. I am not into the strap-on thing. I mean, I guess is there a girl hot enough that could you let you strap on
I couldn't
you?
Do it.
That's Amber a good Heard. Question.
Amber Heard? You would let her strap on you.
I might. Okay. I might.
I'd let everything else happen.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do this. It's just too much.
Is it too emasculating? Is that what it is?
It's just too. It's just too something up your ass. It's just too much. A tongue's a tongue. A finger's a finger. I mean, a goddamn full thing. No,
if a girl is using a strap on you,
it's defeating the purpose of being with a hot chick.
If a girl's pegging you, it is a psychological. She's trying to dominate you in a way where you're a little fucking bitch. Like, you're a little bitch, and you are getting fucked in the ass. She's getting no pleasure out of it. The only pleasure that she is receiving is watching you cower like a bitch as she pounds your ass out.
Yes.
If you're okay with that, you're a fucking cuck pussy, and you're not a real man. And I'm not saying that, like, guys who get pegged are less. I'm just letting you know you're accepting being a little bitch, and if that turns you on, that's fine.
Like,
you know?
If it's a legitimate kink that you have.
It's weird. Your kink is being a little bitch. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I could be with a guy that was really into that either. I kind of need my men to be like a man.
A man,
you know,
right?
What I mean?
No, I'm not saying you try it once and you go like, let's explore and see what we're fucking doing, right? You know, like if you're a dude, I'll take it further. If you're a guy who really likes to fuck his girl in the ass and she doesn't really like it that much, you like to come on her face, like. What's turning you on is degrading your chick, right? And if you're a chick and that's your dude and you're like, dude, I hate when he comes in my face, but he needs to do it in order to get off. He's getting off on treating you like shit. I'm not saying, like, if you're a woman and that turns you on, more fucking power too. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost like, I look at it as like a, I don't know, like, I guess with a woman, it's not that big a deal.
Well, it's interesting. On SDR, like during the pandemic, I guess filled in for Jay. We had Fat Mike of NoFX on. Y'all know him?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't shut the fuck up about how he gets pegged, and he acted like it made him cooler. It's like, yeah, man, you got to be a real man sometimes and just get pegged. And he was like, kind of like, crazy. You could tell he would judge someone who doesn't and is calling like you
That's
a pussy
crazy.
For not.
That's crazy. Weird.
He's also promoting his brand because he sells like man panties.
Of course
and stuff.
He does.
That's crazy. So I think he's more promoting the shit he's selling.
Yeah. What else is he selling? Mediocre punk rock?
Look, I don't want to kink shame, as they say. That's a thing, right? Like, to each your own. I don't think anybody, it's not a big deal. I'm just saying, dude, if you're a chick and you're fucking your dude in his ass and he's like, oh yeah, give it to me harder. Like, that's a little bitch of a dude. How would any chick be turned on by that? I don't know. Men should be men. You know? That's what I say.
Yeah, no.
That's what I say.
And not touch the poles in the subway, baby.
Yeah. last thing we'll do real quick. Does it live? Cops taser a guy.
Does it live or does it die?
All right. So what is the story here, Shannon? Do you want to give us a little context and then show us the video?
Yeah. So I will disclaimer first that it's from far away. This is from helicopter footage. The cops haven't released their body cam footage yet until the investigation is done. But after a several mile long high speed chase with a guy on a motorcycle, the guy pulled into a gas station to get more gas. And it was when he was there that he was approached by deputies. One guy had a taser, but since they're at a gas station, they were telling the guy, turn off the pumps. And the guy dropped his taser and decided to just like attack the guy physically, like with his hands to get him down. But then another cop picked up the taser and was like, I'm about to tase you, and tased him. So you're only going to see like a second of what happens after that.
Okay. So a guy's being tased at a gas station pump after stealing a car.
I'm turning the sound off just to not ruin anything.
Weird thing to do. Stops to get gas.
Oh, it's going
to
start in 1 second. There. Wait, and that's from high above. So it was there. It was for that 1 second.
Let's see. Do it again.
Hold on a sec.
The story's better than the video, Shannon.
That's what I told you that before. Yeah. It's just they don't have better footage yet. Yeah. It was right there.
He tased them and then this guy burst into flames.
He burst into flames. And then the officer that was rolling around on the ground with him also burst into flames.
Wow.
Wow. So both of them.
Does it live?
I'm going to go cop died. Criminal lived.
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to say criminal lived because he was the one who directly got tased. I feel like the cop got some little burns. He got to stop, drop, and roll his way out of there. What a great Smokey the Bear ad this would be, right?
Only you can prevent.
Yeah. What do you think? Did anybody live? Anybody die?
You know, I got to go against the grain, baby. I'm going to say both are gone.
Both are goners.
They're fucking done.
Toast.
Both.
Dust.
Cop and purr.
What do we say?
That was, I actually kind of might agree with that. That was a lot of fire.
That was a lot of fire.
That was a lot of fucking fire.
But I also feel like to die via fire, it's a lot. I feel like they could probably get you out pretty easily.
They can if they can get the fire out quickly enough, but yeah. Then you still are can possibly die after that from complications of the burns and shit.
Yeah, possibly. But, you know, let's say, I'm going to agree with this. So you're saying both are dead?
I think both are dead.
Shannon, what happened?
So what they did was they actually put out the suspect first. They put him out first.
What?
And then they put out the cop. So the cop is dead.
No.
And the perp is currently in the hospital. You can look at this picture.
Wow.
He has already undergone several surgeries.
Oh, look at this poor fucking
He's undergone several surgeries. They don't know if he's going to live, but he is currently alive.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
So
dude.
I could win the bet in a week.
Yeah.
He looks like David Cross in the Titanica sketch from Mr. Show.
That's fucking crazy, dude. They put out the fucking perp first.
I feel like such an animal that I was waiting for people to die so I could win a bet on a fucking podcast.
He wanted them both to be dead. So
my soul's already gone. I can't even dive at that goddamn cliff now.
Oh, yeah, I don't like the way he looks at all. He looks like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber's son.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
That's his serious haircut.
All right.
Fucking Lloyd Christmas hair.
We're gonna wrap this one. Let's do a wrap. Drop a beat. We're gonna do a rap battle real quick between Z and James Madden.
I'm not fucking around. Are you serious?
Real quick, just drop a couple bars. Damn, Zia, those nipples are poking through. Sorry. They are. They are.
I
can see the
point,
color of them through your shirt.
They're pink. I'm wearing a pink shirt. Blends in.
Uncomfortable.
Well, why are you looking? I'm not going to start the goddamn thing. You just talked about her fucking nipples. I'm going to rhyme about
what
that.
What am I going to do? They're out.
I was listening to fucking Graham Parsons this morning before I came in. You want me to bust a blip, blip, blip? I ain't going to do that shit.
All right, dude.
I get cracked on by Crack Amico and all your other goddamn disciples.
Destroy him. Let him know what's up.
Yeah, I'm a big dumb dog. I'll just pull an Eminem and make fun of myself and bang Britney Murphy's ghost.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so bad at rapping. This is terrible.
You got it.
I love
terrible, shareable, unbearable, unbearable, farable, but darable.
Oh, you got it. Darable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't sleep on darable.
Darable.
I mean, Jesus, all I'm thinking of is how you open door hand, fucking door handles with your shirt. Like, that's all I've got.
I mean, if this was an 8 Mile, the movie would have flopped like a motherfucker. Yeah. If this was the scene by the work food truck, we'd be fucked like Hogan's Goat.
James Madden opens doors with a shirt. He looks like shit. He smells like dirt. I hate his glasses. I hate his hat. I wish he was still fat.
Nice. Fucking okay. Great. That was actually good. Impressive considering.
Very good.
Good. Now go back and see
ya. I'm not gonna do it. I don't even want to rhyme.
Come on now.
I'm gonna tell you this. I love Sagalo. I hate modern hip hop so much. Watching that, I'm like, God damn, I still want the Sugar Hill Gang. That's how old I am.
Zia, I can see your nipples. I can't think of a word that rhymes with nipples.
I like my potato chips with ripples.
She eats Wendy's and something on her Twitch. Don't call her a fucking bitch.
It's the worst fucking ridiculous rhyme.
Better than anything I come up with.
This is like the Fat Boys in 85.
Paco, Paco, he's the man who'll sexually harass every woman. Oh, what? All right. I tried. Rap. Thank you for watching. We'll be back on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.